Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, yeah. It's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. Huh? That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we break some ice in our place to be. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's looking for wearable technology with tweets, it's Michael Feldman.
There's a dime in my bag. Pretty lucky guy. Okay. Now we got, this is a professional pair of, where's the R and where's the L? Okay. Hi. Doing pretty good, Dan? All right, okay. Don't worry about that background check thing. I'm sure none of you are involved in it, why she's here. Here's some all the news that is, actually. You know, we have all news that isn't, and this is all the news that is around here. Some things that stood out in the news. For example, this thing here. Wardens want ice anglers to tell DNR about stuck shanties. The weather has been such that the guys are actually freezing their shanties out there. When they should be falling in this time of year, normally. Starting to fall in. Yeah. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Wardens are asking ice anglers to tell them about stuck shanties as removal dates loom. They're looming. What is a removal date? Do we have one? Huh? It's today? Oh, how geez, are they going to get them out?
Excuse me.
Oh, there goes John. He's removing something. I'm not quite sure what. Well, they're going to have to blast them out to get them out of there. So, and then if you don't remove your shanty, is there a fine? Or what do? They confiscate it. They're not going to get it out to confiscate it. Okay, we don't even know. The agency says anglers have been asking for advice on how to meet the deadlines because their shanties are stuck, frozen in after temperatures climbed into the 40s and then dipped below zero again. Yeah, this winter's been messing with the ice fishermen more than anybody, let's face it. The wardens say anglers should do their best to get the shanties out by the deadlines. Anglers sure they can't, should explain the situation to the DNR. That always works. And the wardens will use discretion. Right. They pick them for that. That's how they pick those wardens, for discretion. Here it is. Shanties are supposed to be off Wisconsin-Iowa boundary waters by February 20th. Holy cow. They must be off Wisconsin-Minnesota boundary waters by March 1st. That's today, isn't it? Southern inland waters by March 3rd, and northern inland waters by March 17th, and Wisconsin-Michigan boundary waters by March 15th. So this go down to the wire. Or past the wire, over the wire. Other news that is from around here. The mayor of Green Bay has invited Pope Francis to visit Green Bay to catch a Packer game and see a sacred shrine. Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
Same thing, somebody said.
Yeah, same thing. Okay, all right. Well, that's pretty much explained itself. And we'll see what... He might do it. This guy's... I don't think Benedict would have. I think Francis is a good chance. He'd come to Green Bay. It'd be cool. He'd like it. Then there's this story where it's out of Oak Creek. We find a lot of our amusing crime occurs in Oak Creek for some reason, which is near Milwaukee, I think, isn't it? Used to be. Things might have changed. Officers responding to a report of a hysterical female inside a gas station February 22nd discovered a first date gone terribly wrong. The woman told police her date ditched her and took off with her belongings. That's a bad date. She was at the Quick Trip, crying inside the Quick Trip on South 13th Street about 8:55 p.m. Police spoke to the woman who said she was on a first date with a man whose name she did not know. That should have red flagged right there, is what I'm thinking. And they had gone out for some drinks and a movie earlier that evening. The man then drove to Quick Trip and told her to run inside and buy him some 5-hour energy drinks. This could only happen in Oak Creek. I don't know why. Yeah. While the woman was inside the business, the man drove off with her purse and overnight bag still inside his vehicle. The woman had told police the man was talking about going bowling later that evening. And police found the man at Classic Lanes on South Howell. They're very complete police reports in Oak Creek. That's the beauty of it. That makes it even better. The man told police that he left the woman at the gas station because she told him she wanted to spend the weekend with him and be together on their first date. He said he got scared about that and left her at the Quick Trip. The man told police he no longer had the woman's purse. He said he dropped it off at Walgreens because he didn't know where to take it. The police report did not state where the Walgreens was located. Police recovered all of the woman's property from the man's vehicle and Walgreens and returned it to her. So it was at Walgreens and she got it back. That's the good news. Both the man and woman stated they were satisfied with the items being returned and agreed never to date each other again. I guess that's my favorite news item from around here. But there's this one too. Appleton Airport may soon be known as Appleton Airport. And other one of note here, La Crosse developer drops plan to convert sausage factory into housing. Oh. There you have it, all the news from around here. Yes. Oh, and there's this. There's just on a personal level. You know what this is? From the Department of Health and Human Services.
What happened?
The one I cut my finger on. Opening, that's his finger. It's coming from a huge paper cup. I nearly cut the finger off. Medicare, Plan A. There it is. It works as of today. Wow. So this should cover the finger I got in opening the letter. Isn't that? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Plan A. There is no Plan B, ladies and gentlemen. This is it for me. And they also sent me a little notice saying you can beg for drugs. There's a little beg for drugs option, but I didn't take that one, so Medicare can't. Which leads me to this thing here that I've been thinking about anyhow. This is called, you are of an uncertain age if one of the following is true. This is about being, you know, getting where you get your Medicare card, time of life. You are of an uncertain age if you refer to at least one object around the house as a hoo-ha. You are way past tired of having your every icebox, clicker, tennis shoe, and TV dinner mocked. You say it. You never have to wonder where your keys are. They're in the door. Your dog is way too important to you. You think One Direction is a tampon. It sometimes comes out Afro-American. But that's just how it was in the 70s. You replace every bulb with a 20-year life LED so you'll never have to change another life bulb again. It's a life bulb at that point. This is the first day of what's left of your life. You keep checking your landline. That means you're of an uncertain age. Losing 5 pounds is statistically insignificant. When you get the senior discount without asking for it, it no longer bothers you. Your children tell you to grow up. You mix up millennials and perennials. You are at least format 4 of your music and movies, and you pray for no afterlife because this has been enough. Thank you very much. You are an uncertain age. I had to get that off my chest.